kutta siddhala banamala kesharati lakaya kesharati lakaya Vrindavana ke kunjagalina men sabko nachana chaya Shirade Govinda mana bajle hari kya pyara nam hai Shirade Govinda mana halika mana bajle hari kya pyara nam hai Gopala Harika Pyara Namahe Nandulala Harika Pyara Namahe Gopala Harika Pyara Namahe Nandulala Harika Pyara Namahe Shri Nandulala He Gopala He Nandulala He Gopala Hey Nandalala, hey Gopala. Bolo, hey Nandalala, hey Gopala. Hey Nandalala, hey Gopala. Hey Nandalala, hey Gopala. Shirade Govinda. Mana bajale hari kya pyara namahe Shirade Govinda mana bajale hari kya pyara namahe Gopala Harika Pyara Namahe Nandalala Harika Pyara Namahe Hey Nandalala, Hey Gopala Hey Nandalala, Hey Gopala Yamuna kinare tenu charave Madhava madana murari Madhava madana murari Madhura muraliya jabari gajave Harasudha bada sari Shirade Govinda Mana bajale hari kya pyara namahe Shirade Mana bajale hari kya pyara namahe Gopala hari kya pyara namahe Nandulala hari kya pyara namahe Hey Nandalala, hey Gopala Giridhara Nagara Keti Mera Surako Shamalbaya Surako Shamalbaya Tukaram Oranam Devane Vittala Vittala Gaya Shirade Govinda Mana Bajale Harika Pyara Namahe Harika pyara namahe Nandulala harika pyara namahe Jai Nandulala Jai Gopala Jai Nandulala Jai Gopala Jai Nandalala, Jai Gopala Jai Nandalala 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 Jai Gopala Radha Shakti Binana Koi Shyamala Darshan Paave Shyamala Darshan Paave Aradhana Kar Radhe Radhe Kanha Bhage Aave Radhe Govinda Mana Bajle Har Kya Pyar Nam Hai Shri Radhe Shri Radhe Govinda Mana Bajle Har Kya Pyar Nam Hai Hari ka pyara naam hai Nandulala Hari ka pyara naam hai Jai Nandulala Jai Gopala Jai Nandulala Jai Gopala Jai Nandalala 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 Jai Gopala Shraddhe Govinda Mana Bajle Hari Ka Pyara Nam Hai Shri Radhe Govinda Mana Bajle Hari Ka Pyara Nam Hai Nandalala Hari Ka Pyara Naam Hai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Bolo Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitya Gaura Nitya Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitya Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitagor, Hari Bol, Nitagor, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Radha Mila Madhava Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pararaja Gachasta Tarasa Tarasi Shri Shri Madhava Taman Vesa Shri Bhaktivinanta Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, Nama Acharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Shikho Shri Chaitanya Pavinichi Nanda Shri Vaita Gradha Shri Vasili Gaur Bhaktivinanda Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Krishna Gopinath Sampurna Radha Kunti Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavana Dham Ki Jai, Mayapura Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Ganga Maya Ki Jai, Jamuna Maya Ki Jai, Samvira Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agnyatimirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshusun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Gurun Shri Chataha Vajakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Dham Sajivam Saidvaitam Savadutam Pudichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nivitam Sha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpaturabhyascha kripa sindhu bebacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasudhi Gaur Bhaktavindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita Granth Raj Ki Jai, Bolo Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Today we are reading from the 16th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, verses number 1-3. I'll quickly read the verses. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Abhaya Satpasam Sudhir Jnana Yoga Vivastiti Danam Damascha Yagyascha Svadhyaya Stapa Arjavam Ahimsa Satyam Akrodas Tyaga Santirapaisunam Dayabhute Salo Luptvam Madhavam Hirat Kalpayam Teja Shamat Driti Socham Adroho Nati Manita Bhavanti Sampadam Daivim Abhijata Shibharata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and from the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. So, in the beginning of the 15th chapter, the banyan tree of this material world was explained. The extra roots coming out of it were compared to the activities of the living entities. Some auspicious, some inauspicious. In the 9th chapter, also, the devas, or godly, and the asuras, the ungodly, or demons, were explained. Now, according to Vedic rites, activities in the mode of goodness are, activities in mode of goodness are considered auspicious for progress on the path to liberation. Shishiradha Nilamadhava Ki Jai. Haribo. In the 9th chapter, also the devas, or godly, and the asuras, the ungodly, or demons, were explained. Now, according to Vedic rites, activities in the mode of goodness are considered auspicious for progress on the path to liberation, and such activities are known as daivi prakriti, or transcendental by nature. Those who are situated in transcendental nature make progress on the path to liberation. For those who are acting in the modes of passion and ignorance, on the other hand, there is no possibility of liberation. Either they will have to remain in this material world as human beings, or they will descend among the species of animals or even lower life forms. In this 16th chapter, the Lord explains both the transcendental nature and its attendant qualities, and the demonic nature and its qualities. He also explains the advantages and disadvantages of these qualities. The word abhijatasya, in reference to one born of transcendental qualities or godly tendencies, is very significant. To beget a child in a godly atmosphere is known in the Vedic scriptures as Garbhodana Samskara. If the parents want a child in the godly qualities, they should follow the 10 principles recommended for the social life of the human being. In Bhagavad Gita, we have studied also before that sex life for begetting a good child is Krishna himself. Sex life is not condemned, provided the process is used in Krishna consciousness. Those who are in Krishna consciousness at least should not beget children like cats and dogs, but should beget them so that they may become Krishna conscious after birth. That should be the advantage of children born of a father and mother absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The social institution known as Varnashram Dharma, the institution dividing society into 4 divisions of social life and 4 occupational divisions or castes, is not meant to divide human society according to birth. Such divisions are in terms of educational qualifications. They are to keep the society in a state of peace and prosperity. The qualities mentioned herein are explained as transcendental qualities meant for making a person progress in spiritual understanding so that he can get liberated from the material world. In a Varnashram institution, the sannyasi or the person in the renounced order of life is considered to be the head or the spiritual master of all the social statuses and orders. A brahmana is considered to be the spiritual master of the 3 other sections of a society, namely the kshatriya, the vaishya, and the sudras. But a sannyasi, who is on the top of the institution, is considered to be the spiritual master of the brahmanas also. For a sannyasi, the first qualification should be fearlessness, because a sannyasi has to be alone without any support or guarantee of support. He has simply to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one thinks after I leave my connections or my family, who will protect me? He should not accept the renounced order of life. One must be fully convinced that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his localized aspect as Paramatma, is always within, that he is seeing everything, and he always knows what one intends to do. One must thus have firm conviction that Krishna as Paramatma will take care of a soul surrendered to him. I shall never be alone, one should think. Even if I live in the darkest regions of a forest, I shall be accompanied by Krishna, and he will give me all protection. That conviction is called abhayam, fearlessness. This state of mind is necessary for a person in the renounced order of life. Then he has to purify his existence. There are so many rules and regulations to be followed in the renounced order of life. Most important of all, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to have any intimate relationship with a woman. He is even forbidden to talk with a woman in a secluded place. Lord Chaitanya was an ideal sannyasi, and when he was at Puri, his feminine devotees could not even come near to offer their respects. They were advised to bow down from a distant place. This is not a sign of hatred for women as a class, but it is a stricture imposed on a sannyasi not to have close connections with women. One has to follow the rules and regulations of a particular status of life in order to purify his existence. For a sannyasi, intimate relations with women and possession of wealth for sense gratification are strictly forbidden. The ideal sannyasi was Lord Chaitanya himself, and we can learn from his life that he was very strict in regards to women, although he is considered to be the most liberal incarnation of Godhead, accepting the most fallen conditioned souls. He strictly followed the rules and regulations of the sannyasa order in connection with association with women. One of his personal associates, namely Chota Haridasa, was associated with Lord Chaitanya along with his other confidential personal associates. But somehow or other, this Chota Haridasa looked lustily on a young woman, and Lord Chaitanya was so strict that he at once rejected him from the society of his personal associates. Lord Chaitanya said, for a sannyasi or anyone who is aspiring to get out of the clutches of material nature and trying to elevate himself to the spiritual nature and go back home, back to Godhead, for him, looking toward material possessions and women for sense gratification, not even enjoying them, but just looking toward them with such a propensity, is so condemned that he had better commit suicide before experiencing such illicit desires. So these are the processes for purification. The next item is Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, being engaged in the cultivation of knowledge. Sannyasi life is meant for distributing knowledge to the householders and others who have forgotten their real life of spiritual advancement. A sannyasi is supposed to beg from door to door for his livelihood, but this does not mean that he is a beggar. Humility is also one of the qualifications of a transcendentally situated person, and out of sheer humility, the sannyasi goes from door to door, not exactly for the purpose of begging, but to see the householders and awaken them to Krishna consciousness. This is the duty of a sannyasi. If he is actually advanced and so ordered by his spiritual master, he should preach Krishna consciousness with logic and understanding. And if one is not so advanced, he should not accept the renounced order of life. But even if one has accepted the renounced order of life without sufficient knowledge, he should engage himself fully in hearing from a bona fide spiritual master to cultivate knowledge. A sannyasi, or one in the renounced order of life, must be situated in fearlessness, sattva samsudhi, purity, and jnana yoga knowledge. The next item is charity. Charity is meant for the householders. The householders should earn a livelihood by an honorable means and spend 50% of their income to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. Thus, a householder should give in charity to institutional societies that are engaged in that way. Charity should be given to the right receiver. There are different kinds of charity, as will be explained later on. Charity in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Charity in the mode of goodness is recommended by the scriptures, but charity in the modes of passion and ignorance is not recommended because it is simply a waste of money. Charity should be given only to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is charity in the mode of goodness. Then as far as Dhamma, self-control is concerned, it is not only meant for other orders of religious society, but especially meant for this householder. Although he has a wife, a householder should not use his senses for sex life unnecessarily. There are restrictions for householders, even in sex life, which should not only be engaged in for the propagation of children. If it does not require children, he should not enjoy sex life with his wife. Modern society enjoys sex life with contraceptive methods or more abominable methods to avoid the responsibility of children. This is not in the transcendental quality, but is demoniac. If anyone, even if he is a householder, wants to make progress in spiritual life, he must control his sex life and should not beget a child without the purpose of serving Krishna. If he is able to beget children who will be in Krishna consciousness, one can produce hundreds of children, but without this capacity, one should not indulge only for sense pleasure. Sacrifice is another item to be performed by the householders. Because sacrifices require a large amount of money, those in other orders of society, namely brahmacharya, vanaprastha and sannyasa, have no money. They live by begging. So performance of different types of sacrifices meant for the householders. They should perform Agnihotra sacrifices as enjoined in the Vedic literature. But such sacrifices at the present moment are very expensive, and it is not possible for any householder to perform them. The best sacrifice recommended in this age is called Sankirtan Yajna. This Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the best and most inexpensive sacrifice. Everyone can adopt it and derive benefit. So these three items, namely charity, sense control, and sacrifice, and performance of sacrifice are meant for the householder. The swadhyaya, Vedic study, is meant for brahmacharya, or student life. Brahmacharya should have no connection with women. They should live a life of celibacy and engage the mind in the study of Vedic literature for cultivation of spiritual knowledge. This is called swadhyaya. Tapas, or austerity, is especially meant for the retired life. One should not remain a householder throughout his whole life. He must always remember that there are four divisions of society. Four divisions of life: brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. So after grihastha householder life, one should retire. If one lives for 100 years, he should spend 25 years in student life, 25 years in household life, 25 years in retired life, and 25 in the renounced order of life. These are the regulations of the Vedic religious discipline. A man retired from household life must practice austerities of the body, mind, and tongue. That is tapasya. The entire Varnashram Dharma Society is meant for tapasya. Without tapasya or austerity, no human being can get liberation. The theory that there is no need of austerity in life, that one can go on speculating and everything will be nice, is recommended neither in the Vedic literature nor in the Bhagavad Gita. Such theories are manufactured by show bottle spiritualists who are trying to gather more followers. If there are restrictions, rules, and regulations, people will not become attracted. Therefore, those who want followers in the name of religion just to have a show only. Don't restrict the lives of their students, nor their own lives. But that method is not approved by the Vedas. As far as the Brahminical quality of simplicity is concerned, not only should a particular order of life follow this principle, but every member, be he in the Brahmachari ashrama, Grihastha ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama, Sannyasa ashrama, one should be very simple and straightforward. Ahimsa means not arresting the progressive life of any living entity. One should not think that since the spirit spark is never killed, even after killing of the body, there's no harm in killing animals for sense gratification. People are now addicted to eating animals, in spite of having an ample supply of grains, fruits, and milk. There is no necessity for animal killing. This injunction is for everyone. When there is no alternative, one may kill an animal, but it should be offered in sacrifice. At any rate, when there is an ample food supply for humanity, persons who are desiring to make advancement in spiritual realization should not commit violence to animals. Real spiritual realization, real ahimsa, means not checking anyone's progressive life. The animals are also making progress in their evolutionary life by transmigrating from one category of animal life to another. If a particular animal is killed, then his progress is checked. If an animal is staying in a particular body for so many days or so many years and is untimely killed, then he has to come back again in that form of life to complete the remaining days in order to be promoted to another species of life. So their progress should not be checked simply to satisfy one's palate. This is called ahimsa. Satyam. This word means that one should not distort the truth for some personal interest. In Vedic literature, there are some difficult passages, but the meaning or the purpose should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. That is the process for understanding the Vedas. Shruti means that one should hear from the authority. One should not construe some interpretation for his personal interest. There are so many commentaries in Bhagavad Gita that misinterpret the original text. The real import of the word should be presented, and that should be learned from a bona fide spiritual master. Akrodha means to check anger. Even if there is provocation, one should be tolerant. For once one becomes angry, his whole body becomes polluted. Anger is a product of the mode of passion and lust, so one who is transcendentally situated should check himself from anger. Apaisana means that one should not find fault with others or correct them unnecessarily. Of course, to call a thief is not fault-finding, but to call an honest person a thief is very much offensive for one who is making advancement in spiritual life. Hri means that one should be very modest and must not perform some act which is abominable. Akalpalam, determination means that one should not be agitated or frustrated in some attempt. There may be failure in some attempt, but one should not be sorry for that. He should make progress with patience and determination. The words tejas used here is meant for kshatriyas. The kshatriyas should always be very strong to be able to give protection to the weak. They should not pose themselves as nonviolent. If violence is required, they must exhibit it. But a person who is able to curb down his enemy may, under certain conditions, show forgiveness. He may excuse minor offenses. Socham means cleanliness, not only in mind and body, but in one's dealings also. It is especially meant for the mercantile people who should not deal in the black market. Nati manita, not expecting honor, applies to the sudras, the worker class, which are considered, according to Vedic judgments, to be the lowest of the four classes. They should not be puffed up with unnecessary prestige or honor and should remain in their own status. It is the duty of the sudras to offer respect to the higher classes for the upkeep of the social order. All these 26 qualifications mentioned are transcendental qualities. They should be cultivated according to the different statuses of social and occupational order. The purport is that even though material conditions are miserable, if these qualities are developed by practice by all classes of men, then gradually it's possible to rise to the highest platform of transcendental realization. So this is very interesting. 26 qualities of godly persons. It's called Daivi Sampat. These are the qualities of people who have the assets necessary for liberation from the cycle of birth and death. And whatever may appear as an inequality in the Varna system — the Varna system means Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra — it is purified and compensated for by the ashrama system, which is called brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. So there's no limitation for anyone in the varna system from practicing the ashrama system. It's only a matter of education. So Vedic culture is based on educating people by systematic social organization and systematic spiritual elevation at the same time. So let's say someone is born a Sudra, like Narada Muni was born a Sudra in his previous life. But because he received the mercy of genuine devotees, he was elevated to the highest platform of being a pure devotee and being eternally liberated. Narada Muni can go anywhere in the material world or the spiritual world at his own volition. So there's no inhibition because of being born in a certain varna if one follows the path of genuine devotees. Mahajana yenikata sapanta. If we follow the pant of the Mahajans, then even someone who's not even in the four varnas, like Vibhishan, he was Rakshasa, he was outside the Vedic culture, but he became a pure devotee also by surrendering to Lord Rama. So these qualities, these 26 qualities described in this verse, are called daiva, or godly qualities. And the ungodly qualities, dharmo darpo, dambo darpo, bimlinas cha, krodha paryusam eva cha, agyanam, chabijatasya, partasampadam, asurim. These are explained a little bit later on in text 4. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, o son of Prita. And we can see these qualities even in children. Even in children, right from birth. Although you'd think everyone is born a clean slate at birth, but actually no, they inherit these things from previous life. But they can be purified by the process of Krishna consciousness. So if we develop these godly characteristics, then we make progress toward liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Daivi sampat vimokshaya. Vimoksha means liberation. So it's very significant. Moksha means liberation. And vimoksha means specifically attaining liberation. So this is what is outlined here in this verse. By following these qualities, one can specifically attain liberation from the cycle of birth and death and avoid going down the royal road toward hell of dambo darpa abhimanascha, pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, and so forth. The Vedic culture is based on education. Through education, even the worst person can become the best person if they submit to bona fide teachers and teachers. Don't put the book on the floor. Don't put the book on the floor. It's Bhagavad Gita. It's not an ordinary, it's not a library book you put on the floor. It's the holy scripture. So through Vedic education, one can overcome all these negative qualities. And especially this anger. Anger is generated by deep-seated material desires. And when one has deep-seated material desires and they are frustrated in their attempt to achieve them, they very easily become angry over trifles. And it's a very shocking thing to live in the proximity of a person like that. But now we know the reason why. What are those desires? Obviously, desires for sense gratification. And when they're frustrated, they easily become angry. Due to that anger, they become bewildered, their memory is lost, or the memory is confused, and then their intelligence is lost, and then they fall down into self-destructive behavior. So to save a person from such self-destructive behavior, these 24 qualities naturally will evolve when they follow the path of Krishna consciousness. What is the path of Krishna consciousness? Avoiding four things that are negative for Krishna consciousness, accepting four things that are positive for Krishna consciousness. So the four things that are negative for Krishna consciousness are, no meeting is one.
No gambling.
No gambling is two. No intoxication is three, and no illicit activities out of wedlock is number four. And what are the four positive activities? Yes.
Chanting
what? Yeah, because you can chant some nonsense too. We want to chant Hare Krishna. One, yes. Two,
reading Bhagavad Gita,
Srimad Bhagavatam, yes. Three. Well, yes, but specifically, what do you do every day at least three times a day? Yes, three. And number four? Yes. Well, yes, do service for the deities. Yes, very good. That's number four. So those are the positive things, and we name the negative things, right? So if you avoid the negative things and do the positive things, then you're on the transcendental path towards liberation from what? Liberation from Dumbo, Darpo, Abhimana. You ever hear Dumbo? Yes? Dumbo is a Walt Disney cartoon. The movie, the Dumbo the elephant, right? Well, Dumbo is actually a Vedic word. It means pride. So now you learn one Sanskrit word, right? What does Dumbo mean?
Pride.
Right. Meaning false pride, actually. False pride. Now you learn one Sanskrit word today. Dumbo. It's called a mnemonic. A mnemonic is, you associate something you don't know with something that you know. So you know Dumbo, the character in Disney movie, right? But now, anytime you want to say the word false pride in Sanskrit, you just remember Dumbo from Walt Disney and you got it right, right? So you learn something you don't know by associating it with something that you do know. So you know about Dumbo, and now you know Dumbo means pride in Sanskrit, right? So what does Dumbo mean? Yeah. Yes, in Sanskrit. It doesn't mean the Disney character Dumbo, right? Dumbo the elephant. Dumbo means pride. Darpa means arrogance. One becomes arrogant when they think they're better than other people. And Abhimanas means conceit. They think, oh, I'm the greatest person in the world. Everybody else is stupid, right? And Krodha means anger. And Paryusam means harshness, being nasty, being mean. Do you know anybody that's mean? Yeah? Anybody here that's mean to you? No. You know anybody here that's mean to you?
No.
Then how do you know someone is mean then?
Yeah.
Oh, you go to outside school? And you know some mean people there?
Yeah.
Wow. You should go to school here. There's no mean people here, I hope. Yeah. Okay, so Dumbo Darpa, Bhimanascha, Krodha, Paryusam, Evacha. Agyanam means ignorant. Person doesn't know the difference between Maya activities and Krishna activities. That's called ignorance. They don't know the difference between the body and the soul. That's called ignorance. They don't know the difference between foods that you can eat and foods that you shouldn't eat. That's called ignorance. Akrodha, agyanam, and chabijatasya. So one who's born with these qualities of Dumbo, Darpa, Abhimana, Krodha, Paryusam, and Agyanam, they are demoniac qualities. Asurim Sampadam. So we don't want to practice the demonic qualities. We want to practice the devotee qualities, right? So to practice devotee qualities, the number one requirement is to associate with devotees. It's called sadhu sangha. You don't want to associate with demons. You want to associate with devotees. That's why your parents bring you here. They want you to associate with devotees. There was one boy here the other day. His mother told me, tell him not to listen to rap music. Well, when you listen to rap music, I call it rat music, you're associating with who? Rats, yeah, non-devotees. So if you don't have to associate with actual people. You can associate with their music, with their talk, with their writings, with their architecture, with their art. It's all demoniac. It all takes your mind away from Krishna. Anything that takes your mind away from Krishna is called, it's a four-letter word.
Maya.
Exactly right. Anything, so what's the definition of Maya? Yeah, anything that takes you away from Krishna consciousness is called Maya. So we should carefully understand that. We should avoid, just like, would you dance with a poisonous rattlesnake? Huh? If I had a rattlesnake here, I'd say, hey, come here and dance with him. Would you dance with him? No. So that's the same thing as dancing with Maya. Maya is a poisonous rattlesnake. Anytime you'll get bitten by Maya, and then your spiritual life will die. Spiritual life will die, meaning you lose the taste for Krishna consciousness, and you develop the taste for Maya. Just like if you develop the taste for junk food, and you avoid eating prasadam, then you always get sick. So we want to develop the taste for prasadam. We want to develop the taste for Krishna conscious activity. Okay, now you have any questions? Any questions? No questions? Yes. It means that you're beginning to become self-realized because you can know, you see what is unfavorable in your own behavior and thinking processes. And now you know, unless you know the symptoms of the sickness, how can you heal it? The symptom of a person who is in ignorance, ajnana, is that he thinks what is wrong is right. So when you start thinking what is wrong, and you see it in yourself, then you can address it. You can make it right. If you don't think it's wrong, then you don't think you have to make it right. So by coming here and hearing class, associating with devotees, you see what is wrong with your own thinking, desiring, and behavior, and desire and in general qualities, and now you have a chance to correct them. If you think those bad things are good, then you won't want to correct them. So it's the beginning of self-realization by understanding that certain things I'm doing are actually wrong. Before I thought they were right, but actually they're wrong. And that's the beginning of self-realization. So now you get help how to correct those things. And the best way is to associate with good devotees. Now that means, if we say good devotees, that means there might be bad devotees too, right? Why don't we just say devotees? Well, because there's a difference between a good devotee and a bad devotee. So what's the difference between a good devotee and a bad devotee? Yes.
A devotee follows four regulated
principles. Yes, and five. The good devotee will follow five regulated principles. What's the fifth one? Chant minimum 16 rounds, good rounds every day, right? That's the fifth regulative principle. Actually, there's eight regulative principles, right? Four that you shouldn't do, four that you should do. They're all regulative principles. So a good devotee follows, disregards the four negative principles and follows the four regulative principles for making advancement. That's the difference. Now, bad devotees, they're not people that break all the four bad principles. They're also people that only break one of those four, or two of those four, or three of the four, or four of the four. It's not that you're a good devotee by breaking one of the regulative principles. Then you immediately become a bad devotee. So we want to become a good devotee by following the four good regulative principles and avoiding the four negative regulative principles that we should not do. Then you become a good devotee. And you want to associate with good devotees, the people that follow, that avoid the four regulative principles that are negative and follow the four regulative principles that are positive. So by associating with good devotees, we will become good also. And by associating with bad devotees, we will become bad. Because when you don't follow a principle that you should avoid, that's negative, then people make excuses how it's not really that bad to do this thing. You see, it's because you have to rationalize why you're not following it. So they'll make excuses why they're not following. Just like one time a devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I'm so involved in devotional service, I don't have time to chant my 16 rounds. Is that okay?" And what do you think Prabhupada said? What did he say? Yeah, he said something like that. Prabhupada asked the question, he said, "Are you eating and sleeping?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Then you're a nonsense. If you tell me you're so busy serving Krishna that you don't have time to eat and sleep, then I might say you don't have to chant Hare Krishna. But because you're eating and sleeping, that means you do have time. You just continue your service, but reduce your eating and sleeping to chant your 16 rounds. So if you still have time to eat and sleep, then that is a false excuse. You see my point? Someone says, "I'm so busy doing devotional service, I don't have time to chant Hare Krishna. Is that all right, Prabhupada?" He said, "Well, let me ask you a question. Are you eating and sleeping?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Then you're a nonsense. Because if you're doing service and you're eating and sleeping, and you want to, and you use the excuse you don't have time, that's not an excuse, because you're still finding time to eat and sleep. So diminish your eating and sleeping, and you'll find time to chant, even though you're doing so much service." Okay. Any other questions? Does that answer your question? Okay, then we'll stop here and continue again tomorrow. I hope everyone comes tomorrow. We're going to chant 16 or 32 rounds tomorrow morning. And then we're going on Sankirtan. Yeah, burrito Sankirtan. Next week we're going to go on pizza Sankirtan. We're going to try and make pizzas. Okay, thank you very much. And chant Hare Krishna and be happy.